Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I never enjoyed a quiet gym, and I don't like a quiet church. That's not a healthy sign to me, okay? We're going to do our very best with the help of the Lord to manage at a high level this morning so that we're pretty well wrapped up by about 12 o'clock so that we can get ready to head over and go to work, okay, and serve this afternoon, okay? And we're going to have a great time. I just got to tell you how proud I am of tremendous workers in the body of Christ, okay? Could not be done without every one of you. It can't be done. It wouldn't be done. It couldn't be done. And then next, and I guess he's out and about, I got to tell you, if God can do what he's done for Robert and I, he can do anything for you guys. If I was to tell you the whole story of what God has done in Bradley's life and all the stuff that God has brought us through and all the hiccups and screw-ups that I made when I was much, much younger, and to see a man who is so calibrated by the Holy Spirit and so led by the Spirit of God, and to be able to know as a father I can actually step back, don't put my hands on it, and let him lead that and watch you guys work with him shows the strength of a ministry. If everything goes around a pastor, that's not a good church. It's not a healthy church. So, and he's rather reserved about this, and he's not here right now, so this might be good. Let him know how proud you are of him. I tell you, if you knew, and I'd love for you to really hear my story, but I think sometimes it might get tainted and carried the wrong way. I'm amazed, and I know my cousin is here this morning. He knows my past track record, which you guys know nothing about, and Robin wasn't around back then. And to see what God has done, that's why the devil's lying to you if you're sitting there going, yeah, that's because, man, they're just great people. They're perfect people. Man, the devil's lying to you because the Lord took a messed up person who got kicked out of college, really put a damper on his own dad's ministry. That would be me. Okay, I brought tremendous embarrassment upon the ministry in Ohio. Tremendous, tremendous embarrassment. Okay, and to see what God has done, don't tell me God can't do it for anybody in here. He can and he will if you'll let go and let God. Amen? You get kicked. I've had kids ask me that because I try to identify with alternative kids. And I told them, I said, if there was such a thing as an alternative school back in the day, I would have probably been off the public campus and in an alternative setting. Some of you too. We like to hear you say it about yourself, but don't say that about us. Well, I know people. I can read. I mean, I was a jerk. That's why sometimes you go, I identify. Other times you go, I don't want to be around him. That's because you know. You're just like it. And without the cross of Jesus Christ, we are sabotaged. We are in a series on miracles. But the greatest miracle is what Jesus did at the cross. I'm not going to teach on the triumphal entry, which was only triumphal for the Jewish people for that moment. Because Jesus was way past that. In fact, the palm branches were a definition of rebellion against Rome. So what does Jesus do? Since you're going to call me a king, I'm coming in on an ass. I'm coming in on a donkey. What? I mean, can you imagine the president of the United States riding into town on a donkey? How about your former president? How about any president? Do you understand that that was God on a donkey? Y'all understand that? Y'all, are you with me this morning? But Jesus wanted them to know, this is not about what you have for me. It's what I have for you because of my Father. Come on, church. That's incredible to know. That even though they were trying to manipulate and had agendas all set up, that he was coming in and he was going to just overthrow Rome, that wasn't his intention at all. He was not coming to overthrow Rome. He was coming to defeat sin and death, the grave, so that when we go there or we're there recognizing others are now in the grave temporarily, but not the spirit, that it's okay because he's conquered the grave. Because the Bible does say, for those of you that sometimes get trapped, and it was two Sundays ago right now, that when that top went down on the casket, it was, and I turned to Pastor B and to the individual there at the funeral home, and I said, this is a moment that I don't like. I don't like seeing the lid going down. But the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So are you present in him this morning? So you may be present with him throughout eternity. If you're not cognizant of God right now, you might want to get a checkup. And not from the neck up, from the heart. Boy, there's a lot of people that know God right here, but have no clue about God here. So let's talk about the miracle of the cross this morning. Are you ready? In the book that is written by John Ortberg, I want to get, because it's about inspiration this morning. God wants to inspire us for the next few moments. Listen to what he says in regards to being inspired. We were made to respond to inspiration. Everybody wears an unseen sign that reads, inspire me, remind me that my life matters. Everybody in here, be encouraged. Your life matters. There was an educator this morning that was telling me about a child and what was done to this child. Wow, that's so humiliating. If that was to happen on our campus, I would address that parent and that would come off of that child immediately. Because everybody matters. That's why there was an old rugged cross. That's why blood from the Son of God, the Lamb, slain before the foundations of the world, he was there so that we would all know life matters. I'm speaking against suicide right now. Did you know that? That in the spirit, I'm addressing the spirit of suicide right now. Because when people no longer think they matter, they begin thinking about checking out. But I'm going to leave that right there because maybe someone's here this morning that's been told through the years, you really don't matter. Your life doesn't count. You're never going to be anything. You're not going to go anywhere. But I remind you of the old rugged cross. That blood says you matter. John Ortberg goes on to say, remind me that my life matters. Call me to be my best self. Appeal to whatever is in me that will make me noble and honorable. Don't let me go down the path of least resistance. I'm going to pause right there with this quote and then go into the scriptures this morning. Through the years when my wife has been with me, which is over 30 and a total of 40 in ministry, at different times Robin will say, wow, you seem a little hard. You seem a little tough today. Well, because I see people following the line of least resistance. And when you just let people go however they want to go, they don't know what's in there. They don't know what's in front of them. They don't know what could come off the banks of life. They don't know what's at the bottom of that well. They do not know, and the line of least resistance is not the line to the cross. Come on, church. I just want you to bear in with me for a few moments, and I want you to really hone in on that truth right there. The line of least resistance will not take you to the cross. Jesus did not follow the line of least resistance. Down the Via Dolorosa, no other man could walk but Jesus. And I love to hear that song sung, down the Via Dolorosa, the road of suffering. He went that road so you and I could have eternal life. Please do not reject Jesus Christ this morning. Please do not reject Jesus Christ. Tell your children about Jesus Christ. Tell them about the miracle of the cross. We're going to open up our Bibles and go to Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. And there, Paul writes these words. For when we were still without strength, hello? In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I was ungodly. It would be okay for you to say the same thing. I wouldn't say it that loud. I'll say it even louder. Paul went so far as to say that he was among sinners. He was the chief among sinners. So there was a time in my life where I was lost, undone, a sinner, and I was ungodly. Those are all past tense terms. I do not walk around calling myself that today. I am a godly man with a godly purpose, with a godly leader in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, and I will finish well. See, you should say those kind of things. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love toward us. Listen, love that is not demonstrated is not love. Sounds loud up here, so I don't want you to feel like I'm, you know, down on you at all, but I want it to get deep into your spirit this morning. Anything that someone says is love and it's not demonstrated to you, that's not love. Listen, but God demonstrates his own love toward us. Watch this. When we got it all together, Jesus came to our rescue. That's not what it says. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Wow. Wow. Let me break it down this way. That's like trying to open up a bank with people who don't know how to bank and hiring them. It's like coaching, God forbid, thank you, I didn't have to. God forbid that you would do this either. By the way, he's doing a great job. I'm so proud of these kids at C-Triple-A, and I'm telling you, what Coach Adam's doing with those kids is remarkable. He just needs a different hat out there. I can get one for him. I'm not sure if he's even here today. Oh, he is. I'm sorry. It's like coaching a bunch of kids who absolutely don't care about sports, and you're trying to teach them. And you're pouring your guts out, and you're giving all these hours, and they don't always show up, or when they do, they don't want to practice, and they don't even like the sport. I'm giving you an analogy. But God demonstrated his own love toward us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When there wasn't anything good about us, Jesus said, I'll make that good. Whew. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. How many of you enjoyed those paddlings back in the day? Not me. And I hated it when he would say to me, son, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I wanted to say, you liar. You are so lying right now. But how dare you say to your dad, who's got all of that, you know you're lying because that just adds more fuel to the fire. But I couldn't stand that statement. Can you? Oh, what are you talking about? There is a day coming when God's going to settle all accounts. Jesus did not die in vain. Father saw that and had to remove himself from the final stages. Come on, church. He did. He moved away from his son on the cross. He took his eyes off of that. But listen, he didn't die in vain. There's a day coming when everyone will give an account about what they've heard or what they've known or experienced about this man, Jesus. I don't want wrath when love has been made available. Receive the love of Jesus Christ today. Whew. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Every day, in fact, my cuz was with me yesterday, and every day when I go 27 over to Bronson, I always look to my left going in, always to my right coming out, and I look to see if, how do I want to say this morning? Okay, I'll be nice. To see if the gator is out. And he is in pond 2 and in pond 3. There he is. And sometimes it's tantalizing to go, I wonder what it would be like to see how far I could go out in the water before he starts coming. Unless you're trained to do so, we're not going to play around with gators. And I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about real, authentic gators. I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about athletes. I'm talking about reptiles. Like, how many kids do I have in here this morning? See, oh, where are the adults? Man, there's still that kid in me. Is there any other? That's why I get in trouble sometimes. Good, my wife, that's why I tried to coax her the other day. But I couldn't get, is there any other kids in here this morning? You have a little bit of a kid inside? Thank you. There's times when I want to pull the vehicle, the Blazer, over to the side, and I just want to see if I can get, I want to see what the, because he's just laying up there. I'm just like, come on, sucker, at least move. Like, I'm going to splice him. No? I bet you think I've lost my mind. Why don't you see sin like that gator? But we do like to play with sin. We like to look at it from a distance. It's not moving. Come on. The Bible says this about sin as the wages of death. It's not moving. I can get out in the water and play a little bit. I can always get back before he gets across to me. We love to play with sin. Okay, I'm sorry. I still am prone to want to play with sin. Lord, I'm telling the truth about me, but I'm also telling the truth about them. There are still things in our lives that we are tantalized by. It's like, I got out of it the last time. I remember years ago, by the way, we're only going to probably get through the introduction. Isn't that fun? I remember years ago my father saying to me, which he didn't need to say because I got tired of hearing it. It was a Bible verse. Son, be sure, he's probably laughing right now. Be sure your sins will find you out. Man, I used to just brace and hawk and laugh and just ridicule that. Because I knew what I was doing that he didn't know, and I was getting away with it. Anybody else here with me this morning? Lord Jesus, I'm preaching to Scarlet and Gray right over here by itself. We are all prone to play with things that we've gotten away with. But one of the reasons I got dismissed from college is because it caught up with me. Sin will catch you. You think a gator is bad? I'm talking about animals, reptiles. Sin is more vicious than a gator or a Seminole or whatever you're thinking of. Except for Brutus. Oh, I meant to bring him this morning. I'm sorry. Ed came in, my cuz came in, and he brought me a gift, several gifts and gifts for the family. And I opened it up, and there's an awesome statue. I'm not into idolatry. Put your religious minds away. And it's a beautiful statue of Brutus, the Buckeye. Huh. Wow. But I'm standing beside Coach Fuller. Stay with me, please. I stand beside Coach Fuller Friday night, and he's talking about what God has brought him through, all the cancer. And he turns to me and he says, you know what, Coach Weber? I said, no, not really. He says, up until this time, I thought sports was everything. There he goes again, talking about sports. Tell me what you're into, and I'll call it out for you. You're hiding, aren't you? You love for me to talk about that, but you tell me what you are all about, I'll call that out for you. Because I told you, you can't buy me. I told you that pocketbooks don't do a thing for me. They don't mean a thing to me. What, do you think when I leave this world, God's going to be waiting there with a paycheck? Don't you understand what he did when he took the 30 pieces of silver? Even after he got his way, he took it back to the temple and he threw it back in. Go ahead and make money your God. Go on. Try to get people to bow to that. Who? Huh. And he says to me, By the way, we're talking about the curse of the cross, how he took the curse that was on us. He took it. You're curse free. Why speak death over yourself? I got this disease, I got this, and I got that, and I got this. Why not declare what he did for you? Would it change you if your own flesh and blood was dying in your place? Would that change you then to where you would begin speaking differently? The Son of God took our place on the cross so that we can speak life, not death. I just want to zone right in straight to the back for a second. Holy Spirit, help me now what you just showed me. Jesus, Joshua Kenneth, Jesus grew quiet so that we would have a voice. What? What is he doing? I'm having a hard time following him. Jesus said less and less as he went towards the cross, and only seven things at the cross, but he became quiet so that the word could be birthed in us, so that we could speak even as the Father spoke, that we would declare life and not death over our lives in Jesus' name. That's the power of the cross. That's the miracle working of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the miracle working power that has brought me from what I used to be to what I am today, and I'm not even close to the finished product. So Coach Randy goes, yeah, for the longest time, my whole world was sports. And then he looked at me, and I could see kind of a twinkle and also a tear, and he said, my life has been rearranged. The cross always will rearrange you. We've got about 10 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. The cross will always rearrange you. Listen, watch this, either for good or for evil. Not everybody that has heard about the cross or has seen the cross, like maybe either in a vision or reality, they've been there, they went to Golgotha, they made that trip. Not everyone who sees the cross is in the kingdom. I.e. Judas. Please don't make money your God. There's more to life than sports. There's more to life than education. There's more to life than finances. The most important thing is your relationship with Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So let me give you a couple of quotes, maybe one other scripture, and then we'll kind of wrap it up because I want to close with a story so that you can see the authentic side of the one that God's called to this community. I want you to see the authentic side. Ray Stedman, a great writer, has said, Christianity without the cross is not Christianity at all, but a shabby, slim substitute. The cross means the end of the natural, the end of what we call self-sufficient. Joshua, if you will, or men back there, if you will, begin playing some background music. Oh, praise God, that's a good sign. The music's coming up, we're almost done. I remember those days I had to sit in church. God, please help my dad stop preaching. I'm ready to leave. There were times I left the fruit stand. My cousin knows what I'm talking about. We were at a fruit stand yesterday, and it was like, Lord Jesus, have mercy. I made three rounds, still nothing going down. I said, let's go. There were times when I would sneak out of church. I'm not going to tell you the rest of that. So, kids, you can't play with me. You can't blow smoke. Man, I've done all that stupid stuff. And then sneak back in before the benediction. You all know it's true. PK kids can be some of the worst. I didn't say they are. They can be. But let me tell you something. When the blood hits you, it changes you. When the blood will hit you, it'll change you. Yeah, it will. When the blood hits you, it'll change you. The word of the cross means that end of all reliance upon ourselves. And we don't like it. I'm speaking about Ray Stedman. It means wiping out the natural life. John Stott put it this way. Before we begin to see the cross as something done for us, we have to see it as something done by us. I did that to Jesus. I'm going to read that one again. I did that to Jesus. I did that. My sins alone did all of that to Jesus. Every one of my sins, the wickedness, the debauchery, all of the wickedness, all the fornication. You know what fornication is, young people? That's sex outside of marriage. You might want to read the big book. Not your mama and your daddy's words, the real book. The real book says, if you're walking in fornication, you're not going to heaven. That's what the book says. Want me to get you the scripture verse for it? You might want to prepare for that test. I got a big assignment that's due at 11:59 tonight. That sucker better be right when I send it to the university. Are you right? Are you right with God this morning? Things that need to be confessed? Things that need to be repented of? Before we begin to see the cross as something done for us, we have to see it as something done by us. I'll never forget when I was a youth pastor up in North Carolina in the Assemblies of God. I said to a young lady, I said, you caused his death. Ooh. Could have been a trial right there. She was ready to throw down. A hissy fit. No, I didn't. I didn't do that to Jesus. I said, well, at least I did. I said, I did that. All those stripes he took, that's because of me. The spitting in his face and cussing at him, that was me. The nails in his hands and his feet, that's me. Oh, you're being way too graphic. You're trying to get us to melt. No, only he can melt your heart. I can't do anything about that. I'm just trying to do one of three things this morning. One, if you're dead, come alive. If you're asleep, wake up. If you've lost your inspiration, walk out of here with the miracle of the cross today. Well, we've been talking about the curse, and here's the verse. By the way, if you really do want that reference about fornicators, which simply, a fornicator is a person who's having sex outside of marriage. I used to do that. No, not before I met Robin. Years, way back there. High school, early college. I was a fornicator. But if you'd have told me I was going to hell, I'd have said, hell no, I'm not. I'm going to heaven. But my actions didn't line up with the word of God. God's actions lines up with his word. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He demonstrated his love. I was demonstrating. I was demonstrating too. How many are not getting any of this morning? I mean, I would be shocked. I mean, I can be as dumb as a cucumber and I can't walk out of here going, I didn't get that. I got this. I know what he's saying. I know what the Lord's saying. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a pole. So as we begin to celebrate Resurrection Sunday coming up and beyond the triumphal entry, Jesus knew that when he got on that donkey, that ass, it was a reflection of people towards him. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The religious people were always kicking against Jesus. Because that's why he asked Saul, who became Paul, why are you kicking against the pricks? Saul was a kicker. Where were we yesterday? I think it was either my cuz or my wife was with me, and we saw this little child. That child and parent are not here today. If they were, I probably wouldn't change the illustration anyway. Oh, we were going out to see AAA. It was with my wife. And this little kid was giving their parents, heck, a little tyke. I turned to my wife. I said, ooh, let me have just a moment. Ooh, let me have that for just a moment. She kind of tugged on my arm like, settle down, little boy. You know what you're talking about. Ooh. That's all of us towards God. I'm not trying to make you feel, I just want you, that's me towards God at times. I don't want to get too loud. I mean, seriously, kicking and spitting and... And God says, I love my creation so much, I want to demonstrate this. I want to show them how much I love them. I'm going to give up the one I love so much. There's only one left in our house. That's Joshua. Maybe after he goes, we can really enjoy. You remember I was talking about it? I'll just make sure the doors are locked. Because you know family will just walk in on you. I'll make sure those doors are locked. And I got to take back all the keys too. Robin's sitting back here going, what in the heck is he talking about? Don't tell her. And don't put it on Facebook either. Because she will be all over this stuff. I walked into Joshua's room this morning and he was sound asleep. Looked like a big old bear laying in there. Dude, I'd have given anything to have been your size. I tell him about it all the time. I'm going, what the heck? You ever get a quiet response from the Lord? Okay, don't. And I walked in and he's sound asleep. And I walked over to, I'm talking about God demonstrating his love, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, if you're drifting, you'll go to sleep. Spiritually. If you're drifting right now, you're going to go to sleep. Because the anointing of God is here. I'm asking you to wake up spiritually. I walked in there and he's just having a good time sleeping. And I leaned over and I demonstrated to our youngest son. And I gave him big old kisses. Just above the ear. And I told him how much he means to me. How much I love him. How much he means. What are you doing? I'm connecting all the dots. Inspire people. Tell your children you love them. Don't put signs on them and don't have them cut their hair and do all of that stuff that demeans them. Raise them up to levels in the kingdom. Joshua, I love you. Not in a cave, Josh. I love you, Joshua. Interpreted, get out of here. I'm still in my cave. I'm sleeping. God has demonstrated his love to us. That while we were out doing all those things that are wrong, he has forgiven us. But his demonstration hasn't stopped. Closing illustration. It was really tough finalizing the message yesterday because I had a bad moment. And I lost my cool with my wife. I went stupid. No, you've never seen it. Don't even act like you know, because you don't. Well, we saw you coaching. That's not even close. I went stupid yesterday. What are you talking about? Why do you put yourself out there so that they can come in here? Because if God can work with a messed up, broken person like me and keep me back on track, he can do it for anybody. But you got to be willing to come in even when you're messed up and you've made a mistake. You still got to come in. If it's raining outdoors, get to the house. Literally, figuratively. And I was a jerk yesterday. So I'm out cleaning the pool and I look up and there's my wife walking by. I'm saying to myself, she's bigger than I am. She's better than I am. But I don't want to. But she broke through and demonstrated God's love towards me. And in our covenant. Well, did you guys get it settled? Yeah. I said, meet me over by the ladder. I said, come here, baby. I'll pull your little butt right in. Ooh, I wanted you so bad. Do you know that was on my mind? I wanted to pull you right into that pool so bad, but I knew that would probably cause round two. And there's no time for the thriller in Manila today. But I really did. I just wanted to go and pull you in. You don't think I would have? Yeah, I would have. Wanted to. And we had prayer together. I'm trying to help couples right now how you get through when you're doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, it's always on the men.
Okay, liar. It's not always men. Sometimes it could be the lady. Yesterday it was me. All me. Ridiculous me. The me you've never seen. But the me he hung on the cross for. And he provided. See, everybody wants supernatural big miracles. He provided a miracle of forgiveness. Want a kiss? Can you hear me? And so we had prayer. And I asked her to forgive me. I said, you know, it was your fault. You know that's not true. And so, and Cuz didn't even know about this because he didn't get into about 1:30, quarter two. And I said, God, I'm almost there. God, we got to get this right before Cuz shows up. And you know I ain't moving. Meaning I'm not coming out of the pool. Come on, y'all. We try so hard to be such a bad. So what's the Lord do? He just uses Robin to walk right out there. Because I said, Lord, we got to get this right. Cuz is coming in. He doesn't need it. I don't think I'm the only one that's had some issues this week. You might like the story, but be careful. You might be in the saddle this coming week. But we got it all cleaned up, squared away. Everything squared away with us. Got the pool done. Cuz shows up. Everything was cool. Only one mistake. Coming into Florida, bringing that dang Carolina shirt in here for her. Huge mistake. But I forgive you. I love you too right now. So out of rebellion, I just put on my Ohio State thing today. So she ain't wearing that Carolina crap like that. No. I said, no. You got to have fun. You got to be real. You got to be honest. You got to believe in the miracle of the cross, shall we pray? Father, I love you this morning and I thank you. This is a real house. We are real people. And the pastoral staff, we are just real people. We struggle too. We have moments. We have breakdowns. We have you know, all about us, God. Okay, is Pastor all right? I'm fine, folks. I'm trying to bring it down to where it's so practical, so real, that you will not say anything about me, but you will look to the cross as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Look at the cross and you would say, behold, the Son of God. A soldier did, and the thief on the right did, and Jesus said to the one to the right, I'll remember you.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.